KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home, the voice of the Twin Lakes area.
Pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race when the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? The story is true, I'm here to say, because I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall.
52 degrees here at the KTLO studio. Good morning, everyone, on an unusually warm Saturday morning, especially for this time of year, as we welcome you to another edition of Jack the Car Guy. I'm Matt Sharp joining you from the studio, and Jack is once again in his never-done garage. Good morning, Jack.
Good Car Guy morning. We are all here today.
Almost.
Well, yeah. Rick is on his way. He sends me a text. According to my GPS, I'll be there at 8:11. That was sent at, 7:25. So I imagine he was just getting out of bed when he gave me the text. Anyway, Ricky will be here in a second. Karsten's off the road. He's here. And John's here. We'll get to have Karsten regale us with a story from the road. And then Rick is going to tell us about his escapades at that giant car auction in the woods. He's got some funny stories.
Oh, right. I saw some pictures. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Them cars were going back to Mother Earth. They're just settling in the ground, slowly going away. So we'll have stories about that. And then John and I will be here and set a level of truth and stability. Huh, John?
Perhaps.
Yeah. And Pam told me. She said to tell you guys to speak into the microphone and enunciate, perhaps. I don't know. I said for her to explain enunciate to me. And
yeah, for those of you in the outlying areas.
Yeah. So anyway, Karsten, slowly and enunciate.
I will.
So anyway, we're going to have a good show. I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. Miss Pam and I went to Fayetteville. Had Thanksgiving with our cousins up there, and we had a great time. A couple families weren't able to show up for one thing or another, so they had way lots of food. So I did my part to try to make the women feel good and take up the slack. I think I did a good job.
Did you set your scales back 15 pounds?
I didn't even look at it.
Before you started.
No, Thanksgiving, you put that baby away. Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I think I was a success. They had this fun game they played, tasting sodas. They had 7 different sodas, and it was a blindfold test. And you know that is harder. That is real hard. Depending on the order they give them to you, it's just they had Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, 7-Up, Orange, Root Beer. Let's see, is that 7? They had 7 of them anyway. And it's hard.
What you're saying is, if you're blindfolded, it all tastes alike.
That's what people had a hard time. Now, I have to be careful not to be boastful. Okay, I'm going to be boastful. I was the only one that got all of them right. But I took my time now. I swilled them around like they were wine. I smelled them. And the kids loved it because I belched in between one or two. Everybody else was too dignified. You know, I could tell which one was the Coke because that one made me belch. It had the bubbles. And you could smell the root beer. And the orange, I could tell. But anyway, it's harder. It is harder than you'd think. Oh, Sprite. They had Mountain Dew and Sprite. Now, those two, you'd think that Mountain Dew would be sweet, sweet, sweet. But when you got them compared side to side, it's hard to tell. But anyway, it was a fun game. So we had a
Are we selling soft drinks now, or what are we doing?
Yeah. We're talking about soft drinks. We had a good time. Miss Pam and I, here it is. We had early bird Black Friday on Wednesday and Thursday. You know, they have an early bird Black Friday. Then they had Black Friday. Then they had Buy Local Saturday. That's today. And then there's going to be Cyber Monday. What's Tuesday? Get a second job Tuesday? But anyway, Miss Pam and I, she got me out of the house and down there for Black Friday. I hate it. I can't find a parking spot. But I went down and it was kind of fun being a part of the amassing indebtedness, you know. It was kind of a fun thing. But we bought us a new tree. That baby is 8 foot. Did you guys notice that?
That's
fully
good.
Illuminated. Yep, yep. We brought it home in blue. She said, are we going to take the truck? I said, no need. We brought it home. Now, for full disclosure, it came in 3 pieces. But still, that box was over 6 feet long, and it was 18 inches square. That's a lot of area to put into a Fiat. There was a point there, because I was determined I was bringing it home in that Fiat. And there was a point where I told...
had to leave Pam.
That's what I said. I told Pam. I said, Pam, listen, let's just fold that front seat down, and I'll put it in sideways, and you sit right behind me beside it. She didn't go for that. But we got it in there.
Kind of like Christmas vacation.
Yeah. Like Christmas vacation. We have photos of it. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get the weather in. What do you think? We can't start in on our windy stories till Steiner gets here, because I want him to tell about those cars in the wilderness out there.
All right. We'll go ahead and take a look at that forecast real quick. Today it will be there. It is warmer today to start, but there will be a cold front move in as there is another system of rain that is expected today, an 80% chance of precipitation. Showers, isolated thunderstorms this morning. Then sunny with a slight chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs will be near 68 degrees, but again, we'll start to have a cold front, so temperatures will be falling into the upper 50s as the afternoon continues. And then tonight, clear with lows near 35, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour in the evening, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour after midnight, and gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Then mostly sunny on Sunday, highs near 45 degrees, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming cloudy, partly cloudy, lows near 28. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts around 25 miles per hour. Those winds should start to die down by Monday as it'll be sunny with highs near 48 degrees. Highs will actually get back up into the upper 50s come Tuesday and Wednesday, and will stay that way as well Thursday. There will be another slight chance of precipitation Thursday during the daytime. Currently, the Taylor Hearing Center color weather radar is showing some scattered showers throughout parts of the Twin Lakes area. There may be an isolated thunderstorm or two down around Jasper, but right now we're not seeing anything severe. And a lot of the other thunderstorm activity we were seeing has pretty much dissipated. At last check, Norfolk Dam was shut down with lake levels at 559.71. Bull Shoals was running 6 units at 671.41. We had 0.3 of an inch of rain here at the KTLO studio. Our high was 51. That was actually our high. That was actually our temperature at 7 o'clock this morning, and that was the warmest we had in that 24-hour period. Low this morning was 36. We still at 52 right now, Joe. We're at 53 right now. Okay. So if you'd like to be on the show this morning, we would love to hear from you. The number to call is 425-5522, or you can call us toll free at 888-884-0364, or send in your questions and your comments by email. The address is carguy@ktlo.com. We'll break and be back with more in just a moment. It is now 13 past 8. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
No child should be cold this winter.
Hi, this is Justin with Methvin Sanitation, and we've teamed up with Jiffy Laundry and KTLO, Classic Kits, and The Boot to collect gently used or new coats. Bring them to KTLO, Methvin Sanitation, or Jiffy Laundry. They'll be cleaned and taken to local schools. Warm a heart, warm a child. Thank you for Methvin Sanitation, Jiffy Laundry, KTLO, Classic Kits, and The Boot.
At Carter's Jewel Chest, we did not celebrate Black Friday.
That's because it's Fashion Frenzy Friday and Saturday at Carter's Jewel Chest.
4 leading jewelry brands in one huge trunk show.
The amazing colors of Kendra Scott at 20 to 60% off.
The silver style of Uno Day 50. Spend $200 and get a $25 Visa gift card.
The sentimental messages of Ronaldo bracelets will be 20 to 30% off. And designer jewelry by Elle, 20% off.
Fashion Frenzy Saturday today from 9 to 5 at Carter's Jewel Chest in Mountain Home.
Hiram Shaddix Health and Rehab will be opening in December. Hiram Shaddix will provide short-term rehabilitation and long-term care services. Their community includes an enclosed courtyard, an inviting dining, and day spaces complete with a fireplace. Their rehabilitation wing offers a spacious therapy gym and private and semi-private suites, with most accommodations featuring a private shower. For more information about availability, call 479-502-1283 or attend their open house Sunday, December 8th from 1:30 till 3:30 at 1100 Pine Tree Lane.
Paid for by Open Jar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. Were you issued combat arms earplugs after 2002 and later diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears? In 2018, the manufacturer paid to resolve claims that these earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels resulting in hearing loss or tinnitus. You fought for this country. Let our attorneys fight for the compensation you're entitled to. Call 800-854-7903 for your free legal consultation. Again, that's 800-854-7903.
Think about it. Shopping local across the Twin Lakes area benefits us all. Our local businesses are ran by our neighbors, friends, and family. They recycle a much larger portion of their revenue back into the local economy, creating jobs, lowering competitive pricing, and supporting the causes we value. How about trying a local business for the holidays? Don't know where to start? Go to the business directory at enjoymountainhome.com. You'll find over 500 businesses serving the entire area. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at the Mountain Home Area Chamber of Commerce.
Ooh, well, I got a gal with a record machine. When it comes to rockin', she's a queen. We'll have to dance on a Saturday night. I'll hold a loom where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevators are broken down. So I walk 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Up on the 12th, I'm suddenly dragged. 15th floor, I'm ready to slap. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Well, she called me up on the telephone. Said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fixed, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. I find my corpse draped over a rail, but I climb 1, 2, 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm ready to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
All right. Good job, Matt. Did you have any trouble finding that one?
No, I didn't. It wasn't really that difficult.
Oh, I thought maybe I'd stump you on that one.
Is that what you're trying to do?
No, I was trying to get some music to keep Karsten awake. He likes music with a little bit of beat.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, well, we're back, and we're all in our place. Little Ricky Steiner did come screaming in here at 11 minutes after 8, just as told. Oh, wait a minute, Rick. Miss Pam has already chastised the other two. She said, get close to the mic and enunciate. We have determined what that means. It means
I was listening to you in the car.
Oh, okay.
You got a radio in your Volkswagen?
I do, but the one in my Dodge doesn't work.
Oh. Anyway, we're all here, so we're going to have a good time this morning. Before we get into their adventure tales, I want to tell one little story. I read about this company. This is true. I'm not making this up. This is a company in Tempe, Arizona, and they are laying the foundations for a new community in Tempe. It's called Cul-de-Sac, Now, that ought to tell you something. It is, let me get this right. You know, I always want to be accurate. They're going to limit it to a 1,000-person community. It's on 16 acres, so they'll be pretty close together. And they are not going to allow, this is their words, not mine, automobile ownership or any space for cars. They're not going to allow ownership. The $140 million project will be located right next to Tempe's light rail station and will feature shuttle buses, rideshare pickup, and electric scooter rentals to create a peaceful, auto-free neighborhood.
The bright new future. We tried this overseas in the 90s. Let me tell you where it went.
Did it work?
No, it doesn't.
It was no success. But anyway, they say they're laying the foundation. They better lay some foundations for a parking lot because people are going to be smuggling cars into the outlying areas. Anyway, they'll probably sell, just not to the car guy. No one's going to allow me to have or not have anything, especially a car. I know, different strokes for different folks. But anyhow. Well, Karsten, it is good to have you back.
Well, thank you, Jack. Good to be back.
Do you have a funny story from the road, an amusing anecdote, as it were, of your travels this last trip?
Well, not so many. Most of them you already told. You told about Long Island and being shot at and all that.
Talk about that a little bit. Were you just driving along the road and you hear thump, thump, thump?
Yeah, I was actually idling on the red light. It was like, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning when that happened. And I got out of there pretty quick. I mean, as quick as I can. You know, you go through the gears, and once you're in eighth gear, you're already doing like 25 miles an hour.
yeah, you're just flying out of there. Yeah, I bet that was disconcerting. You know, in the dark, in a place you don't know, at a stoplight, no, you can't get out in a hurry. And to hear that thumping on the side of your vehicle. Well, anyway, are you still hauling candy?
Well, Halloween season is over, but we started the Christmas candy supply. Yes, sir.
Christmas candy. You know, I tried to buy some ribbon candy. We're going to have a party out here for our Sunday school class for the kids. You know that ribbon Christmas candy? Mm-hmm. Kind of goes
that
like...
Nobody will eat.
Well, I love it. I love that
really?
Stuff. And I guess I'm going to have to order it online. Now, since I've waited too late, I probably can't because I won't be able to get it back because I'm too cheap to pay expedited shipping. But you have to, I don't know where you can buy it. Good old hard 100% sugar ribbon candy. But anyway, you probably hauled it all to New York City.
Probably did.
Yep. Ricky, tell us about the Deep Woods auction. I saw the pictures. Was it as spread out? Did you have to walk from, was it all over the place, or what was it?
Actually, there was 3 different locations, and the consistency between the locations was knee-deep mud.
Oh.
But to save parking issues, they provided a hayride and transported the buyers from location to location on the back of a trailer behind a dually pickup.
Now, that's smart on 2 accounts. It keeps people from getting stuck, but then you've got your... captive. Nobody's going to walk away because
nobody's
got the transportation.
Nobody was going to leave early.
Was there a lot of people?
There was a lot of people. The only thing that made me scratch my head is on the as I was getting closer. Of course, I was running late when I was getting there. But there was. I saw 3 different trucks going the opposite direction with car hauler trailers that were empty.
Okay.
Well, then when I got there, I thought nobody bought anything. And then I figured out they did buy something. They just couldn't get it out with a pickup and a car hauler.
Yeah.
You needed a chainsaw and a giant tractor with a couple of hay forks and a couple of good buddies.
Was this what it looked like? I mean, I could be one of them. Somebody has bought cars and just brought them and set them in the woods because they're going to get to them, and then they just didn't, and it just kept building and building, and the cars deteriorated. Was it that kind of a deal?
From what I understand, it was a gentleman's lifelong collection. And he was one of those guys that wouldn't sell anything.
Okay.
But he had a good eye because there were some really nice cars back in there. I mean, they were desirable. Two-door Impala SSs and things like that.
In the day?
When you put them in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they were restorable at that time, and today I don't know what's left.
Yeah, yeah. Carsten, we've seen a lot of cars like that, and you have seen people want you to fix cars like that, and it's not, you just can't. I mean, money, talk to that.
Well, you can if you throw enough money at it, but in most cases it doesn't make any sense. If it's not a 250 Ferrari from the 60s, you're never going to get your money out of it, not even close.
Or something that maybe has been in the family, and usually they won't leave those in the woods.
Well, you know, if it's some family heirloom where you have a personal connection to, then it doesn't really matter what it costs.
Yep.
But if you have in the back of your head the possibility that you want to sell it, start with the best body that you can find.
That's right. Absolutely. That is good advice. I've always heard, if you want a particular car, buy the best thing initially that you can afford.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And if you can afford it, buy one that has been already restored, because the restorer is the only guy that makes money on it. It's just the way it is.
Yep, yep, yep. That's good advice. Okay, oh, I read another funny story, John. Listen to this. The dealership, now this happened to be in California, but it's not just California. It's all over. I can verify this. About a dealership who's, if you buy a new car from him, he offers you a course, a several-hour course, on how to operate the gadget on the car you're buying. Because they say that there are so many things on cars nowadays that never get used because people don't know how to operate them.
We probably don't need them then either.
Well, now that's another good point. Miss Pam and I, you remember our story when we rented that Volvo? We never did get the radio on until the last day and we talked to it. You know, if they're that complicated, maybe you need a tutorial.
Along those lines, Tesla just patented some LiDAR radar that cleans the windshield for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's that work?
I don't know yet, but okay. There's a 15 pages in the manual all about it.
Yeah.
No, but the experience you had with this Volvo I had recently, too, I got a Cadillac as a rental car, and it literally took me 15 minutes to figure out how to get the radio to work.
Yes.
And so that is just, it's just over the top.
No, it is.
I don't need that.
There should be no reason for there to be a preteen come with every new car, you know, just so they can teach you how to work the touchscreen.
Well, it gives those kids some kind of job. With the skills they have, that's about all they can do is teach old people how to use a new car.
Speaking of that, Miss Pam, we're in a pizza place, yesterday. This really nice young, we know her from church, teenage girl was a waitress there, and she gave Miss Pam and I a tutorial on Spotify. Miss Pam has decided that once she got over the shock of not being able to get a CD player in a new car, that she needs to know a Blueface or Spotted Dot or whatever it is you need to do to get music. So she was asking this girl, and she was giving her a tutorial on it, and she made it sound simple. Unless we could take her with us, I don't think it will be. But
you know, I live in Baxter County, and that's the cutting edge of how to be an old person. And
steady.
The older generation used to drive around with the turn signal on all the time.
Yeah.
But now the latest craze from the elderly set is to drive around with your back hatch up on your SUV.
Rick, you're going to get me in trouble. I love y'all. That was Rick Steiner speaking, not Jack the Car Guy. Send your comments to rick.steiner@steiner.net. All right.
It'll probably get to him.
Yeah, they'll get to him that way. You talked about that Tesla thing there where they're going to mysteriously clean the windshield. You know, Tesla's, you got to love that guy. You got to love him. His bulletproof windows and all that, they shatter them on the... challenging a Ford F-150 to a tug-of-war, and then he drags a two-wheel drive that's empty uphill with a 5,000-pound Tesla. Nobody can argue. How do you know how many batteries he's got in that Tesla? Because they never make any. You know, it's a non-existent vehicle.
I watched a 10-minute YouTube video by some professor that owns a Tesla telling me that the only thing that that video of pulling the Ford proved was that the Tesla was heavier than the Ford.
Well, that's probably true. I mean, but, you know, if they want to have a real contest in Ford, in my opinion, this is a lose-lose-lose for Ford. First of all, Ford is the noted leader in pickup sales right now. Why do you want to compete with somebody that you're not even sure has a product they can build? This is a one car, one vehicle with broken windows. You know, that's all it is. And it could have literally 10,000 pounds worth of batteries in it, down low, over the drive wheels. It could be an all-wheel drive. Yeah, there is.
And 10,000 foot-pounds of torque.
Yeah, and Ford says, well, we'll compete with it. We'll just bring a four-wheel drive, too. Why? Why? Why compete with that? There is no win, in my estimation. If they beat them, people will say, well, of course you should. But if they don't, oh, dear.
Yeah, that can backfire big time. I mean,
yeah.
Just think about the torque that electrical motors have from zero on. I mean, trying to catch up with the gasoline engine is almost impossible.
Yeah, and like that Ford electric pickup that they did, that promo deal, pulling that huge train loaded down, I mean, that's no real feat, because rolling resistance of a train, once you get it moving, it is minimal. That's how they can move it so economically. But still, they got that mass going, but that was an electric, torquey, all-wheel drive Ford pickup designed for that. Well, anyway, I don't even know why I got off on that, but I thought that was interesting. I'll be looking to the new pull-off, as it were. Matt, we better get our next break in here, huh?
All right. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 29 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Mobilize, your Verizon wireless dealer, has great Black Friday specials going on this Friday and Saturday. Save up to $400 off the iPhone 11 series with qualifying trade-in. Get a $400 credit when you switch from another major carrier. $260 off the new iPad, buy one, get one iPhone XR. $400 off Google Pixel 3 3XL. The Mobilize Black Friday specials are going on Friday and Saturday. Mobilize, your Verizon wireless dealer, with two locations, Highway 62 East across from Sonic and Hometown Commons, next to Lowe's.
Support local small business and save big this Black Friday weekend on gifts at Giftique's. This is Joni inviting you to drop by 10 to 5 this Friday and Saturday. We'll have 20% off store-wide. Fall decor and everything in our clearance room is 50% off this weekend. Waxing Poetic Jewelry will be 25% off when you spend $125. Taste samples of Giftique's gourmet food selections and plan to lunch at the Overlook Cafe. Giftique's, between Cotter and Flippin.